So 2 weeks ago, Washington County, Oregon, did a full-scale countywide CASPER activity as part of the Cascadia Rising Subduction Zone activity that most of the West Coast is participating in, and I'm here to tell you what we learned. So why did we do a CASPER ahead of time? We wanted to gather emergency preparedness data that was generalizable to our county. We wanted to practice before we had to do it for the real earthquake and to work through any issues that would come up. The CASPER methodology from the CDC recommends a systematic sampling of addresses. We did not do that. We did do a two-stage cluster, but our addresses were randomized. They weren't done by walking and selecting. Interestingly, although we did this and we couldn't find any evidence of anybody doing it that way, somebody has now published it, so there's precedence after the fact, I guess. And I wanted to give a major thank you to the CDC CASPER team. They responded to our emails within 2 hours every single time we had a question. Every time we had a question, that was outstanding. So many of you probably know where Portland, Oregon is. Portland is not in my county. It's in our neighbors next door, but we are the second most populous county in Oregon. We have just under 600,000 people. This is the problem with my county. As you can see, this is a census block. That's over 40 square miles. And if we were to follow the CASPER methodology as it stands, we would have to send, imagine this with mountains too, and no roads. And we'd have to send our volunteers out there to walk that in 102 degree heat trying to find houses. It's not possible. And then, see that one down the corner? That's also a census block. So CASPER works really well if you're in really urban areas, but in rural areas, it's more challenging. What went wrong? 20% of our volunteers no-showed on the day of event with 4 independent confirmations that they were coming. 10% emailed the morning of to cancel. We did not, when we initially did our design, we did not include oversampling. We definitely should have. We have a lot of different languages in our community. We had some translation issues. And some of our block groups, because of the rural nature, are incredibly complicated. The volunteers had trouble. What went well? We sent an address to every notice for the 210 addresses ahead of time. They were very excited about it. People talked about it when we went to their door. We went to every single address called ground truthing to make sure there was no trespassing, there wasn't wild rabid dog wandering around, that kind of stuff. We provided detailed route maps for each cluster. We had law enforcement involved the entire time. We had CERT groups all the way up to state-level epidemiologists participating in this. Actually, we had 15 epidemiologists come to this. That was very nice. And we had a very well-defined ICS structure. So if you're going to do a CASPER ahead of time, do this. Automatically sample at least 45 clusters. Even if you don't use them and you only use your 30, you have them ready to go in case you need it. Thank you. I would triple the amount of volunteers that you think you need and that it'll probably line up about right. We had double and that was not enough. If you can, do multiple days of sampling, extensive pilot piloting the survey from very high level education to lay level education. Be ready to be flexible. Epis have a hard time with that sometimes, especially when you have 200 people showing up going, what are we doing? So that's hard. And allow for a lot of questions during the training. So this is everybody who showed up for our CASPER, and interestingly, with 10 people missing, 100% of volunteers said they'd do it again, and it was the hottest day of the year in Oregon that day. And it was unusual to have a CASPER led by an epidemiologist crew, and it went really well, and we're considering doing this for a health status assessment. Thank you.